Yeah. Oh, Alvin! Didn't even know it was coming, but was ready nonetheless. The Deca Yeah on a Tuesday. What's going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. I am live in Southern California. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. Final week of the year. It's going to be a short week. I mean, a full week. But a short week in the sense that the year in review is coming up on Friday, which means only four normal standard programs for you. The year in review. We're putting the finishing touches on that, and that's not a day where you can call. Well, you might, but it's hard to get through. So if there's something you want to talk about, you want to do it right now because the year in review is on Friday. I've got a full show for you today. Let's get going. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. You might wonder what we're going to hit on. I've got thoughts on that Monday night matchup, which I will get to momentarily. The Indianapolis Colts have been on fire. That is not a team you want to see right about now. We'll be joined by a DB for them, Clayton Gethers. That's coming up at 40 past. In hour number two, Wisconsin head basketball coach Greg Gard. Hour number three, Nicole Auerbach is a senior college football writer for The Athletic. So those are the three interviews. I'm looking for you to step in. Get up in here, 1-800-636-8686. Finish the year strong. All right, starting with MNF, 12-9. You know, that's the final score of a pretty awesome baseball game or a really boring football game. In the case of this, for our purposes, it is the latter. Saints, Panthers, 12-9. But then again, let me say this. I'm not here to make the whole thing a big buzzkill. It was not that. It was not a total buzzkill like the Panthers. The Panthers did break this out early on.
Fakes to McCaffrey. No, gives it to McCaffrey. Who's going to throw? Got a wide open man. Hurts down the numbers near sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. A touchdown.
Whoa.
Not bad, right? Not bad at all. So they broke that out. So the whole thing was not a total buzzkill. They also scored with an interception return on a two-point conversion.
They're going to go for two and a quick shotgun snap on the two-point try. Breeze in the backfield. Now runs. He's on the numbers.
Oh.
So the pass, it's picked off. Picked off on the far side, grabbed by Dante Jackson. He runs from the 20, on the numbers, the 30. Here he goes, the 40 up the middle, the 50. Foot race to the 30. Foot race on the hash mark to the 20, the 10. He's in. Oh, my goodness. Carolina will get two the other way.
Best two-point conversion ever. Yeah, like I'm saying, that was not a total buzzkill. You got those two things, and that was about it. Well, actually, that was exactly it. Remember a few weeks back when the Panthers were lighting the league up with Norv Turner, dialing up one insane scheme after another? Man, that was a long time ago. You see, the NFL is like dog years. What happened 8 weeks ago may as well have been 8 years ago. Like, if I told you back then that the Panthers would score the trick play and a two-point conversion, you'd be pretty fired up. And then you'd ask, what else did they do? And I would say, nothing. They didn't do jack. They didn't do jack because Cam Newton's shoulder is jacked the hell up. And they were playing the Saints defense. Yeah, I said that. They were playing the Saints defense. Remember what I said about dog years. Remember when the Saints defense gave up more than 400 yards and four TDs to Ryan Fitzpatrick? Hell, do you remember Ryan Fitzpatrick? That actually went down this season. That was barely more than 3 months ago. And that felt like three decades ago. You see, my point is, this is exactly how fast this league changes. Because the defense that gave up more than 400 yards and four TD passes to some guy who went to a good academic school just shut the Panthers down to the tune of 247 yards and 13 first downs. Again, some of that definitely due to Cam's shoulder and the issue he's having. And the fact that the ball leaves his hand like a shot put now and can't go more than 10 yards in the air. But let's give the Saints defense a little credit too. Because the only points that the Panthers scored were on that trick play and an interception return on a two-point conversion. In other words, New Orleans was two fluke plays away from a shutout. So bad shoulder or not, they got after Cam. They hit him four times. They sacked him four times, actually, and they hit him another. And they talked about it, especially Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan v. Cam Newton is one of the better rivalries, one of the better beefs in the NFL. And after the Saints swept the Panthers last year, remember Jordan sent Newton a bottle of wine. Newton responded last night with a pair of cleats that had a bottle of wine and a busted broom. So Jordan let Newton hear him. Quote, I feel like he was talking and, or I was talking, and he just ignores me. Like, is he older? He might have an older brother syndrome. I felt like I was the older one, but like I said, he shrugged off my sack, so I'm going to continue to harass him. I'm going to continue to put pressure on him. End quote. And he did. And you know, he talked about it. The only question now is, now that he has effectively ended Carolina's season, is Jordan going to send Newton another bottle of wine? Not according to Jordan, he's not.
Are you going to be sending any more bottles of wine?
I'm going to keep it to myself for right now. There's some along the lines of, not trying to make a bear mad, you know? Don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the bear, right? But then again, on second thought, Jordan said, quote, they brought a cup with them. I think something along the lines of they brought their own juice in a cup, a juice box. I don't know what it was, but I do know that he's got to go back to the refrigerator and pull out a bigger cup, end quote. And so there it is, the first ever incident of juice box smack. And it's good, because Jordan is right. He and his are sipping from a giant mug right about now. They're drinking from a Stanley Cup-sized glass, and everybody else is working juice boxes. You see, the thinking has been, when you look at the good teams right now in the league, there are two groups. The ones with the good offenses and the shaky defenses, like the Rams and the Chiefs. Or the ones with the good defenses and the shaky offense, like the Bears. But now you've got the Saints, and I'm going to argue they've got both. Yeah, I know the Saints' offense didn't really get on track last night. That'll happen, especially when the offensive line is as busted up as theirs is, and you're down to your last healthy lineman. But you can't tell me it's not a good offense. It's still a great offense, and it's not one-dimensional. You've got Drew Brees. You've got Michael Thomas. It's a lethal combo. You've got Alvin Kamara. And as much respect as Drew Brees gets, it's still not enough. I mean, this dude is still special and scary as hell to an opposing defense. And then you add Mark Ingram, and you've got Sean Payton running the show. And now they're one win away from the home field throughout the postseason. And good luck to anybody trying to beat them in their house. That's just not happening. They might not be the monster that we thought they were a few weeks back, but they're still the team to beat in the NFC, and especially if that thing runs through their dorm. Their dome, I should say. So, give them their credit. They're still a team to beat. 1-800-636-8686. And if I'm Carolina, I know they've got a 1%. Technically, they've got a 1% chance of still making the postseason. Great. And you've got a 100% chance of losing if, in fact, you get there, and you won't. If you keep running Cam Newton out there, shut this guy down. For who? For what? Shut this guy down. Why are they playing this guy? He's not right. Obviously, he's not right. And finally admitted as much after that game last night. Look ahead to the future. You're not going to the postseason. Not this year. Not with that guy. I wouldn't risk it. I would not risk it. Once again, for who? For what? 1-800-636-8686. All right, some other things I want to get into. The Panthers and what they should do and what has happened to them. Remember, they were 6-2. Also, I've got a whole lot that I want to discuss regarding the New York Knicks. And if it's the Knicks, it's not good. If we're talking Knicks basketball on this show, you know something bad happened. And something bad did happen. There have been a lot of bad nights for Knicks fans. A lot of bad moments over the past few decades. I mean, I could do an entire program on bad moments involving the New York Knicks. Last night, though, might have been the worst. To have the Phoenix Suns come in and lay the beatdown on them that they did is embarrassing. Because the only team more embarrassing than the Knicks are the Suns. And they beat them down in the Mecca. And then on top of that, and I thought this was very fortuitous, timing of this is just uncanny. ESPN, Ian O'Connor, who's a great journo, dropped this piece. He did an interview with James Dolan that is so rich. Man, it is awesome. So they run that right alongside the beatdown that the Suns delivered on the Knicks. So lots to cover there. Two big takes. I want to go back to some things I couldn't get to yesterday. You know, the NFL, I want to say that the weekend we had was not as good as the prior weekend, but still too good for me to jam everything into a Monday, especially coming off the Sunday that I had at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Mission Valley. So there's some things that I want to double back to on Sunday, including the Lions and Matt Pat. Remember Matt Patricia, rocket scientist, Ticonderoga behind his ear? Remember that cat? Lecturing the media on how to act, how to conduct itself. Remember that guy? And then showing up on local radio and going with an F-bomb. Meant to get to it yesterday, was unable to do so, and I want to try again today. Take on CeCe Sabathia, if I can get to it. First tweet of the day comes from Salahandro. Dear Jim, I see nothing wrong with Cam's throwing motion. Signed, 50 Cent. Yeah, if my man's got to wind up like Walter Johnson and get a running start to throw the ball 10 yards, there's something wrong with Cam. I said earlier this morning on 97.3, the Fan in San Diego, I'm no doctor, but I don't need to be one to diagnose this guy from 2,500 miles away. He's jacked up. Jacked up. So why are you going to keep running him out there? They're not going to the postseason. Why would you risk long-term damage and further injury? Man, shut this guy down. Of course he wants to play. He's not going to take himself out of the game. And as far as this argument that, yeah, well, what about the fans? The fans want to see Cam. The fans paid a lot of money. Let me tell you something. The fans do not want to see Cam. Not if he's going to play like that. Not if it means that he's risking further injury. They will understand. Nobody wants to see that. That's a former MVP who's out there doing what he can when he shouldn't be out there. And even now, the team is still saying, nope, we're day-to-day. We're not shutting him down. Not yet. Again, why are you playing him? For who? For what? You're not going to make the playoffs. Why would you do that? So Ron Rivera can save his job? Why would you play this guy? Did you not see this guy last night? Have you not seen him in recent weeks? Have you not seen them sub him out for a Hail Mary? The guy shouldn't be out there. Dear Jim, has anyone else noticed that the Saints are having a great season? By the way, did you know In-N-Out has a secret menu? Signed, Drew Brees is a family guy. P.S. Jerome Bettis is from Detroit. Casey, New Hampshire, wore Ray Liotta's face being recyclable. I can't believe that Ray Liotta is a thing. And a topic. And it's jumped the day. All because of one commercial. Height Smack. This just reads like this. Height Smack. Acting credentials. All that was missing was a forehead size reset. No way Mark responds to that evisceration. Shut it down. Let's go home. Rick has surely silenced Mark for good. Regards, Flying Pigs from Frozen Hell. All right, this goes back to yesterday. Rick in Buffalo called up and took a run. A running start and a run at Mark in Hollywood. Thanks, Alvy. Thanks for nothing, bro. Come on, man. Wow, dude, we've done this a long time. That's usually when you pop that sound. Anyway, in terms of whether or not Mark in Hollywood is going to respond, Mark in Hollywood tried to respond yesterday, but we ran out of time. He was on hold. And then you've got the so-called Buffalo clone stock. Clone stock is defined as a gathering of clones. People who listen to this program coming together, congregating, gathering, talking junk about each other, about the show, about Jungle Beefs. There is a Buffalo clone stock. Kylan Green Bay said that he'd call in sometime today about his road trip. He's going from Green Bay to Buffalo. So, should be interesting. Meantime, Rick in Buffalo sends me an email. Rick in Buffalo, who eviscerated Mark yesterday, who's hosting a clone stock today, sent me this email. He starts it off with a footnote. Kylan Green Bay said that he will be calling sometime today about his road trip and tonight's event. Feel free to use this email whenever or not at all. Love you guys. Even your pepperoni nipples. Signed, Rick. All right, so that's his footnote. The actual email reads, Dear Jim, The entire city of Buffalo is pumped about tonight's clone stock. I do want to report, resident emailer Mike in Buffalo will not be in attendance. Not really a surprise, though. Why would we expect someone too friggin' scared to call the show to have the guts to stand up to his wife? In short, Michael, I suggest you start calling the shots around your house, or you're gonna be in for a miserable 50 years. Check my Twitter feed for the details, Buffalo Clones. Hope to meet many of you tonight. Rick in Buffalo. That took a year off my life, but it was worth it. Buffalo clone stock. I need deets. Rick, give it to me. Where is this going down? When is it going down? What is going down? Who's RSVP'd? Hit at Rick in Buffalo for details. Follow him or check him out. At Rick in Buffalo. And I would encourage you clones to get together, to congregate, to do what you do, man. Stay clean. Keep it clean. Be responsible. But get together whenever you can to talk about the program. I endorse that. Assuming it's responsible. Buffalo with a clone stock. Who other than Kyle is traveling the farthest to get to the clone stock? All right, so nice job, Rick. Way to put that together, Rick. I appreciate you, Rick. A hell of a lot. All right, 1-800-636-8686. There he is, Kyle in Green Bay, already on hold. If you want to call the program, do it right now. The Colts have turned their season around. They started 1-5, and they're on fire. If they get in, that is not a team that you want to see. Clayton Gethers, DB for them, joins me at 40 past. We're talking Wisconsin basketball. Hold up, Alvy. Wisconsin basketball at 40 past. It's that time of year, so we're starting to find out and hear from colleges as to whether or not our older son Jake got in. Jake is in at Missouri. Jake is in at Arizona State. Jake is in at Emerson. We have not heard from Wisco. Wisconsin is still our top choice. We don't know if he is their top choice. Wisconsin, what's up? When are we going to find out? I'm looking for karma. Finally, I'm looking to take some karma back. I want some Wisconsin karma, so Greg Gard joins me in hour two. Albie? Clones. The holidays are fast approaching. With it, the uncertainty of what to get that special person in your life. Hey, don't overthink this. It's a no-brainer. Give the gift of a Peloton. Peloton is a game-changing indoor cycling bike that brings the energy of live studio classes right to your home anytime you want. This holiday season, Peloton is the perfect gift for them and for you. You can give them up to 14 live cycling classes every single day, thousands more on demand, and you'll get to clip in too, as long as they're not already riding, with live cycling classes streaming right to your home every single day, featuring real-time motivation from world-class instructors. Peloton is the perfect gift. Anytime, any season, any weather, perfect for a Peloton. No matter how rough it gets this winter, there is always a brand new ride waiting for you when you get home. There is still a chance to give the gift of a Peloton bike. When you order the bike by the 20th, you get a free welcome gift, so you'll still have Peloton under the tree this holiday. For more details, go to onepeloton.com, onepeloton.com.
You're listening to...
Coming right down to it. Only 2 weeks left in the regular season. It's all about the postseason now. The Texans march northeast from Houston to take on Philadelphia. Then Pittsburgh heads to the Big Easy when the Steelers battle the Saints for the complete playoff picture. Kick off your day with the NFL today, Sunday, 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. I will be there. My final appearance in studio this season. I will be there, 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, the NFL on CBS. Look for it. Can't wait to get back to New York. So a few major programming notes. One, I hope you're there Sunday at Mission Valley. We were at the Buffalo Wild Wings and our station there, 97.3 in San Diego. The Fan put on an amazing show. Our affiliate there did a great job. Also, the sponsor, Buffalo Wild Wings, could not have been more hospitable. You clones showed up, showed out. It was amazing. Such great time. I should have done that sooner with 97.3 The Fan, and you know I'll be doing that again. That was so fun. Also, other big programming note, tonight in Buffalo, a Buffalo clone stock. And, you know, these things are organic. I don't put that together. The affiliate does not even put that together. That's like a Rick in Buffalo production. And apparently going down at the Sabres game. And I just retweeted his pinned tweet from yesterday. So the clones are getting together in Buffalo. Joseph Weiss tweets, I think I might just have to put the pedal down and drive to Buffalo just so I can get hollered at by Rick in Buffalo. That alone might be worth the drive. War macho, macho man. YZ in the 920. I can tell you for a fact it's worth it. I don't know how far that drive is, and I really don't care. Anytime you got a chance to get yelled at by Rick in Buffalo, you do it. You go. Meantime, Clayton Gether is coming up at 40 past. So we're about, I'd say, 12 minutes out. 1-800-636-8686. Quickly, let's go to the phones. All right, so if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you see Arthur Fonzarelli. There's a signed picture of my desk from the Fonz. This guy made his name in the jungle based on a call that he made about the Fonz. Let's go to Jeff in Southfield quickly. Jeff, what's going on?
Thanks for the vine, Jim. Hey, Matt in L.A., here's how I picture you. You live in that apartment building in Reseda where the Karate Kid lived with his mom. And in fact, you took over the job of maintenance man for Mr. Miyagi. But instead of growing bonsai trees and teaching kids important life lessons like how to believe in yourself and how to defend yourself, you grow weed and teach kids important life lessons like those creepy older dudes who are willing to sell kids weed. Speaking of weed, I want to congratulate my home state of Michigan for voting to legalize recreational marijuana in the recent November elections. Even though pre-election voter polls showed a 70% approval rating, I expected the proposal to fail. It was my belief that the number of stoners who would be able to set the bong down long enough to go vote would be, well, none. Not to mention the stoners who would forget what day the election was or what day it is at all. It was my belief that the only way that law would pass would be if they first passed a law allowing stoners to vote from their couch. But my bad, Jim, I forgot to consider basic stoner irony, which is that their lazy asses become the world's most determined go-getters when what they need to go get is weed. Well done, stoners. Speaking of stoners, former Lion Calvin Johnson was in the news again. It seems Calvin applied for a marijuana dispensary license from the state of Michigan, but he was denied due to unpaid parking tickets. It's not so much that he dropped the ball, Jim. It's more that he failed to complete the process of catching it. Yeah. Hey, Calvin, if I'm going to go into a weed dispensary owned by a former Lion receiver, I'm walking right past yours and going into the one owned by Charles Rogers. Yeah, you can get me that nice guy weed, Calvin, but Charles can get me that strong ass. Take the train right off the tracks and wreck your whole damn life, weed. Speaking of partying, huge props to all the spirited clones who will be attending the mini clone stock hosted by Rick in Buffalo tonight. If you are uncertain how to locate Rick's tailgate, use your ears as a guide. While all the other tailgaters will be partying to hard rock like Metallica, Black Sabbath, and Motorhead, yours will be partying to the soft rock stylings of Clay Aiken, Laura Branigan, Air Supply, and the Goo Goo Dolls. Rick, if you think you can be president of the Global Goo Goo Doll Fan Club and then give someone crap about liking the Spin Doctors, then you've lost all touch with reality. Besides, we all know you were at that free Spin Doctors concert last summer and that all 12 people in attendance were named Lawrence. You soft ass D-bags! I'm just kidding, Rick. That's a wrap, Jim. War Stucknut, War Romageddon, War Woodscopes, and War everyone and their families having a healthy, happy holiday.
War are you, brother? Jeff in Southfield. He's back. This guy's not a one-call wonder. Nice job. Basic stoner irony. Jeff in Southfield. He's made enough phone calls right now that I no longer say, whoa, 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 what the hell is that? Who is that? Where'd that guy come from? What did he just say? Now I look forward to it. All right, when we come back, Clayton Gethers, Colts DB, joins us. Wait on that. First up, though, here is a bottom of the hour.
Live from Southern California, This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Jeff in Southfield called up, and he's made a total of 5 calls to the show. And he's like one of those guys who goes, legend, but like every other call. Call 1, call 3, call 5. He had a golden ticket. He got it ripped, so he's without right now. I don't think there's any doubt between now and then. Between now and Smackoff number 25, he'll be in. Not only will he be in, that's a guy that could win. That's not a guy that I expect to be top 10. That's not a guy who I'd say could hit the board. That's a guy who could win. Now, that is saying a hell of a lot. As long as the defending champ, the BIC, is in, it's always going to be him in the field. You know, Lef won't like that. Mike won't like that. Hell, Jeff and Southfield might not like that. But that's what that is. That's Tiger Woods in his prime, in his Sunday red, fist pumping. The BIC, the best to ever do it. But you never know. Day of, what's going to happen? I never expected the BIC to call in and try to wire the field that one year only to fall on the sword and take it into a side of a mountain. You never know. And for the 25th Smack-Off, the biggest one ever, pretty much all bets are off. Everybody's coming in for that one. People are already talking about it. I know Lef is because I saw Rich Flores. He was pumping his gums. They're looking to take a big swing. Ed Wells in the 360 tweets, Jeff in Southfield, his calls get me more excited than Adam Hawk at a Joanne Fabric sale. And Fake K Winslow tweets, whoever said yesterday that Fabian has a screw loose obviously has not heard Jeff in Southfield. Come on, man. How do you compare one guy to the other? Two totally different guys. Jeff in Southfield. Jeff in Southfield was the one caller who showed up out of nowhere and made that first call, and almost everybody had the same reaction, like, what the hell just happened? No, not even who is that, where is that? It was, what the hell just happened? What just happened on the program? Like, I heard a guy call, but what just happened? Everybody had that reaction. Different dude. And easily got himself a golden ticket. If you're new to it, the golden ticket is the automatic pass to the Smack-Off. If you're new to that, the Smack-Off is a once-a-year event on this program for the best of the best, invite only. Best of the best, invite only. And the way to get in, either you play your way in, or you win the event, and then you get a lifetime exemption, or you're just one of those guys who's good enough to be in the field, or if you're somebody like that and we don't know who you are, all of a sudden you show up and you rip a golden ticket. Entrance to the big dance. And the winner of that gets $5,000 every single year, and also the honor, which is more than the money, the honor of being the best to do it. Kevin in the D tweets, Jeff in Southfield seems like he could use a puff or two of some good herb to chill out a little bit. Send him my way. All right, so he's in Southfield. You're in the D. You got that, Jeff? Find Kevin in the D. He will hook you up. We are efforting Clayton Gethers, Indianapolis Colts safety. And again, they're playing great ball right now. Giants at the Colts, CBS game. Phone lines are open. As I'm efforting him right now, the phone lines are wide open. Let me quickly go to Green Bay. I mentioned another big thing going on tonight, the Buffalo clone stock. Rick in Buffalo hosting a party. The clones coming together, congregating in Buffalo now. Kyle in Green Bay either is there already or he's en route. Let's find out. Kyle, what's going on, brother?
Romy, I am under 2 hours away from the great city of Buffalo. Rick is picking me up later tonight. We're going to crash some beers. And rumor has he's going to throw me through a table, Buffalo style. So I'm real excited for that. Check your Twitter feed, clones. Tomorrow I'm in Toronto. I'm going to watch the Raptors game. I'm going to just spend the day there at Niagara Falls. But other than that, everyone, I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoy the Christmas card I sent you. And War Eli Manning getting the dub in the house that Peyton built on Sunday, baby. I'm out.
Kyle, nice job. Be sure you hit us up tonight. Make sure you're tweeting from the event. My man's coast to coast. Nobody is repping this show harder than Kyle in Green Bay. Remember, Kyle in Green Bay made the road trip to California. He came out here to hang out. Remember that? Ran out of money on the road trip to Cali, slept in his car 3 nights. Remember, he also made the road trip to Minneapolis for the Radio Row appearance, and he got a show tattoo. So Colin Green Bay, like I said, nobody's repping this show harder than him. Road trip to California, came to Minneapolis for the tattoo, going to Buffalo right now for the clone stock. This guy's hitting it hard. Hitting it hard. All right, Kyle, make sure you're tweeting tonight. If you're at that clone stock tonight, hit us up on Twitter. Hit me, hit the clones, hit Hawk. I want to know what's going on. Where's Rick in Buffalo? I mean, I appreciate the email, but Rick, see if you can get on the phone and hype your event. Recruit to your event. Do it. Another guy's been on the program. Matt in L.A. Matt in L.A. Everybody's got Matt in L.A.'s name in their mouth because everybody's looking to take a run at Matt in L.A. Jeff in Southfield is an example. And whenever it happens, you know, Matt either heard it or works his way back to Matt. Matt's got like, you ever see when you go online, when you try and hit somebody with a message, it's like typical response time, 24 hours. Typical response time, 8 hours. With Matt in L.A., it's like typical response time, 1 second. Typical response time before the end of the other guy's call. Typical response time as soon as Matt's name is in their mouth. Always. Typical response time right now. Typical response time yesterday. Typical response time when the other guy thought it. All right, Matt, no worries. I don't have a guest, so you can come on. What's up, Matt?
Rome, fan smack. From Costa Mesa to Costa Rica, you're welcome. The Matt in L.A. montage is blazing the CBS Sportsnet TV like the greenery in the fields of the Ricky Williams and Matt in L.A. compound. Jeffy in Southfield. Hey, homie, don't play. Hate the player. Hate the game. Because your game is expired like a TurboGrafx 16, you antiquated ass kisser. Jimmy, I did some. Come to find out, he fancies himself a YouTube comic, which the world knows to be as a never will be joke killing jackass. When you can make Mark and Hollywood's thespian skills appear to be Tom Hanks or Denzel Washington esque, you truly are the Cato Kalin of the jungle, you shark-jumping puke. Keep my name out of your polluted pie hole, you putrid side-part-rocking pipsqueak. That's all I got, Jim. War irate Craig, taking a Salvation Army lady hostage for her piggy bank. Unwar Uncle Jeffy in Louse Field. Outro.
Outro. You can rack him. Tis the season to beef. Tis the season for clone-on-clone crime. Boy, I saw more of that in hour number one than I've seen in the last several weeks combined. Man, nobody's safe. Everybody's taking a run at everybody else. All right, we're setting the show up. Greg Gard, next hour. Wisconsin head basketball coach. Nicole Auerbach is a senior college football writer for The Athletic. We'll talk about possibly expanding the playoff field and more. Bowl season underway. She joins us in the third hour. Ed Bruno Garrett 1 tweets, Jim, at least no Panthers went with what trimester are you in? Smack last night. Signed 89, bottom line. Don't do it, Alvin. So Steve Smith Sr. came on the show yesterday, and I asked him what he thought about Marcus Peters. And Peters walked towards the stands at the Coliseum to get at a fan who was heckling him. He did not go into the stands. He did not give that fan the hands. He just went over to call that fan out, like, here I am. What do you got to say to me right now? And I said to Steve Smith, how often did that happen when you played the game? Where is the line? Is that okay, or should you not do that? And Steve Smith said, yeah, that used to happen. It used to happen to me, and then he gave us a couple of examples of when it did happen.
I've been called a ton of names. I was at one time, there was, it's probably mean for me to say, there was a lady who was calling me all kind of names. Nothing racial, just she was calling me a midget. She was calling me all this stuff, and she stood up. And this was probably about the third quarter, so it was about three quarters full. I turned around, I looked at her, and I said, what trimester are you in? And she quit talking, and she sat down, and I didn't hear from her again.
Wow.
And hence, she was not pregnant.
What trimester are you in? The only thing I like better than that blast, that savage blast, what trimester are you in, was the fact that Steve Smith doubled back at the end to say, oh, she wasn't pregnant. All right, so I mentioned earlier in the hour that it is the season where we're waiting to find out. We're like in this thing knee deep. My son, say it again. My son, our son, Jake, is a senior in high school. And we're waiting to hear on colleges. More on that in a minute. Really quickly, I want to talk some Colts football. We are joined right now by a safety for the Colts. He had a big game in that win over Dallas. Indianapolis is 8-6. I've got a few minutes with Clayton Gethers. Clayton, really nice to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Really good to visit with you. So we only have a couple of minutes, so let me get at this. You had another big game in that 23-0 win over Dallas. Any win is great in the NFL, but from a defensive standpoint, how much more special is it to get a shutout?
That was special. Huge confident booster. That just says a lot about the coaches, said a lot about the guys we have in the room, the character here, you know, so we just got to keep building off that.
You know, I'm curious, in terms of the character in the room, you guys started 1-5, and then you turned it around. As a captain, what was your message to your teammates during that rough start? And then how'd you go about leading them to make sure that that bad start did not turn into a bad season?
You know, everybody felt the same way, you know. That's not us. That's not, we worked too hard for this. So, you know, it was just all about, you know, just being accountable, you know, doing it for the man next to you. And then everybody bought in and, you know, we got this thing going. So we just got to keep it up.
You know, watching you guys play, there's like a nastiness, a physicality to the team on both sides of the ball. Your offensive line dominated a really good defensive front for the Cowboys, and then you completely shut down a physical Cowboys offense. So how would you describe the attitude and kind of the swagger of that team right now?
Hey, smashing on football. That's what it is on both sides of football. That's how I describe it. You know, you want to be nasty on defense. You want to be nasty on offense as well, you know.
You know, at the top, I want to mention this, but you had a big career at UCF, and I want to ask you that. How much pride do you take in being a Knight and being one of those guys who helped put that program on that map?
Oh, I take a lot of pride. You know, we always say, you know, built by UCF, every is Knight for life. So I have a lot of pride. I like what's going on right now, and, you know, we just got to keep winning, keep doing it. And, you know, it makes me feel great. You know, I still wear my UCF stuff now, so... It's going to be good.
Clayton Gethers joining us. I'd go back even further. You're from Georgetown County, South Carolina, and you played your high school ball at Carver's Bay. What was it like growing up there? And then what's it like when you go back home and all the kids look up to you now as a role model?
It's been great. Having the family there, you know, just learning a lot there, going through adversity, and just, you know, going back home and seeing the kids, you know, seeing the smiles on their faces, you know, because, you know, they're looking up to me. So, you know, just to go back and – it's someone from their hometown that they can relate to, you know, so that's the main thing. I love it. South Carolina football, winning football, you know, Darius from there. So, hey, we here. We out here at the Colts now.
Yeah, you are for sure. And not only that, but your family. Your family is legendary in that you're the sixth member of your family to play in the NFL. Your uncles, Robert Sr. and Jumpy, your cousins, Robert Jr., Clifton and Kwame. What did you learn from your uncles and your cousins when it came to what it took to be great at football?
For one, it's a blessing. And, you know, don't take things for granted. You know, it's a blessing to be in the situation, a blessing to have, you know, my uncles go through the process. But, you know, their message is the same as it was when I first started playing to now, you know, just stay hungry and humble. And that's how I approach the game. And, you know, I take it every day like that. Stay hungry and stay humble.
Stay hungry and humble. It's a great message, and that's an amazing thing. Six family members in the NFL. Giants at the Colts on Sunday. It is a CBS game, and the Colts are 8-6. Clayton, I wish we had more time, but I'll take what I can get. Really nice to have you on, man. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Hey, appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Clayton Gethers joining us. All right, then. When we come back, apparently another university wants to throw their hat into the lot and say, hey, now, you're missing out on something good here, Rome. And I'll have that for you in a minute. Don't go anywhere.